This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas Tech University Ozark offers a cardiac sonography program at its Chaffee Crossing location in Fort Smith. And today, students in that program are practicing echocardiograms on volunteers. Instructors are seeking more volunteers for students to practice on every Tuesday during the spring semester. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Candace Case, clinical coordinator for the cardiac sonography program, describes an echocardiogram as an ultrasound of your heart.
We can evaluate the heart valves, the size of the heart, the function of the heart. I like to explain it to patients sometimes. It's the same machine that they use to scan babies when the moms are pregnant, except for we're using a different transducer and we're actually looking at the heart itself.
Learning this technique is just one part of the cardiac sonography program at ATU Ozark, which started in 2014.
They only do that on Tuesdays. We have class on Monday and Tuesdays, and then our students are actually in clinical all over the state of Arkansas for the rest of the week. So they spend most of their time in the clinical setting at the hospitals and the clinics. However, they have to learn hands-on instruction from us as well. So the best way to do that is to place them in our ultrasound lab and kind of stand over them as they're scanning and correct them and teach them that way.
Case says they accept volunteers from all walks of life, and while there's no age limit, they are looking for people with adult-sized hearts.
We do just instruct adult echocardiogram. So, someone with the size of an adult heart, 16, 18 and up. Pediatric cardiac sonography is kind of a whole different realm. You learn that after you get trained as an adult cardiac sonographer. So, height, weight, history of heart problems. Sometimes that's a little more better for the students to actually scan someone with an abnormality. And they see that real world, in the clinical setting as well.
They're technically not allowed to give a diagnosis, but Case says they can alert volunteers about some abnormalities they may detect.
If we do see something alarming, usually what we just tell the patient or the volunteer is, hey, we see, a small murmur or one of your valves might be leaking slightly. You might just want to mention it to your general practitioner, at your next visit. But we can't diagnose. You don't get any kind of official report. It's not read by a cardiologist. This is strictly just for teaching purposes only. But with that being said, Ms. Wendling and I have 17 years experience in scanning. So we try to, if we see something that kind of stands out to us, we will usually let the volunteer know to kind of mention that to their doctor. And then they can follow up with an official scan if needed.
Volunteers can sign up for slots from 9 a.m. to noon every Tuesday through April 28th.
And we usually place them in an hour and a half slot. So you technically, if possible, could be lying on the bed for up to about an hour and a half while they all take turns rotating. We set a timer and they all rotate through and try to look at your heart. Because everybody's heart's in a different place. It's, sometimes can be kind of tricky on how to find the image. So this is the purpose of that.
15 students are enrolled in the program this year. Applications are accepted each March, with the technical phase of study beginning in August. At the end of the two-year program, students can earn an Associate of Applied Science in Cardiovascular Technology.
Our program is accredited, and so what that means is they are allowed to sit for their registry or their boards before they graduate. So upon graduation, they're able to apply for a job with a degree from an accredited program, and they have their credentials behind their name. So that's what our employers are looking for mostly. And a lot of them honestly get hired, they rotate through as a student and the facility likes them enough that they request them back to train them for job purposes. We have that happen every year. Last year we had Mercy St. Louis come down and recruited four of our students to come work in St. Louis. They were in such a need.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the median annual salary of diagnostic medical sonographers and cardiovascular technologists was just over $67,000 in 2018. Anyone interested in volunteering for an echocardiogram at ATU Ozark's Chaffee Crossing location can schedule an appointment by emailing ccase3@atu.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.